Beginning in July, a company contracting with Donlin Gold will drill 24 holes into the ground next month at the proposed mine near Crooked Creek. The holes will be narrow, about 4 inches wide. That's a little shorter than the length of your average iPhone, to give you an idea. But each hole could be up to 1,600 feet deep.
The more holes you drill, the more information you get.
Donlin spokesperson Kurt Parkin says that the project is drilling these holes so that they can better understand the exact location and grade of the gold-bearing ore deposit. They plan to use any new data they collect to test the models that they developed through their previous research. In 2006 and 2007, Donlin drilled about 1,800 of these deep holes to figure out exactly where the gold is located and exactly how much of it there is. The new drilling program will last several months and cost $8 million. Parkin says that between 25 and 30 workers will be involved in the project, and Donlin wants to hire locally.
We've been contacting Calista and some of our former employees. We're doing the best we can to kind of find folks that are trained and available.
The Donlin Gold Mine could become one of the biggest gold mines in the world. According to Nova Gold and Barrick Gold, the two big corporations that are behind the project on Native Corporation land, the project could average 1.1 million ounces of gold production a year for 27 years. According to Parkin, Donlin Gold received a permit to pump water out of Crooked Creek and use it in the drilling process. The company expects to receive a final environmental impact statement on the project from the Army Corps of Engineers in March 2018. Agencies will decide whether or not to issue permits for Donlin's mining operations after that release. This is Teresa Katsourilis for KYUK.